Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint, powered by Manx Telecom.
Pastor Mai, good evening. It's 5:30. This is Update for Wednesday, 25th of March, 2020 from Manx Radio. A 30-minute look at the latest news on the island. And background to the news, Manx Sport, Business, Sea Watch, travel updates and the newsmakers in person. No new cases, but still 23 cases of COVID-19, one now in hospital on the Isle of Man. Details from this afternoon's coronavirus conference. The business community is trying to come to terms with the crisis. The latest on the Prince of Wales, who's tested positive for COVID-19. What's the island thinking about the emergency and the teachers' dispute? Remember that? Well, it could be close to resolution.
Man Benham Advocates for your legal needs.
First of all, the update news headlines at 29 minutes to 6. Faster Mai, Ed Oldham.
Faster Mai, one COVID-19 patient who previously was self-isolating in the community with mild symptoms has now been admitted to Nobles Hospital. Health Minister David Ashford made the announcement at this afternoon's press briefing. Meanwhile, Howard Quayle has announced a series of new measures to be introduced from tomorrow evening. All non-essential shops are being instructed to shut, apart from some key suppliers such as supermarkets and food shops, pharmacies and banks. Full details on manxradio.com. Meanwhile, the President of Tynwald has agreed to allow the Parliament to sit on Friday afternoon following a request by the Treasury Minister. It's been announced on Tynwald's social media channels that the sitting will take place at 2:30. A teaching union involved in a pay dispute with the island's education department says it's ready to take a deal to its members. The NAHT has been taking industrial action short of a strike since last month in response to concerns over salaries and conditions. Further afield, Prince Charles is believed to be in good spirits after being diagnosed with coronavirus. Clarence House confirms he's been on a high number of public engagements in recent weeks. More than 400,000 people have signed up to act as NHS volunteers since Britain's Health Secretary launched the scheme yesterday. Millions of new coronavirus testing kits could be ready to order on Amazon in days, according to Public Health England. But the government's chief medical advisers say they don't want to rush it, saying the accuracy of the technology must be right before it's rolled out further. And more than 430 people have now died in the UK from COVID-19. That takes into account the latest numbers from Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland. There's still an update from England to come. Those are the headlines, news in full at 6.
Man Benham can provide guidance by phone, video call, email or on a controlled visit for all legal services. Let us assist you remotely, quickly and efficiently. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Jeremiah, Ed. Thanks, Ed. There's no warning in the North Irish Sea for winds regarding the Ronalds Way Met Office. On the island tonight, dry and clear with a light southerly breeze. 6 degrees. The overnight minimum temperature for Thursday, Jerdain, dry, partially cloudy. A light to moderate northerly wind up to 12 degrees. Daytime maximum low through the night is 4. And Gehenna Friday, dry with broken cloud, sunny intervals, and a light to moderate northerly wind, 10 Celsius top temperature. Low water is at 28 minutes to 7 tonight. The Ben McCree has just docked, by the way. Sunset, 17 minutes to 7. High water is 27 minutes past midnight. Sunrise for Thursday morning, 4 minutes past 6. Of course, the clocks go forward this Sunday, and low water, 19 minutes to 7 a.m.
Manx Glass and Glazing are able to offer an emergency out-of-hours boarding-up service. Call 491918.
26 minutes to 6. Thanks for joining Manx Radio this evening. One COVID-19 patient who previously was self-isolating in the community with mild symptoms has now been admitted to Nobles Isle of Man Hospital. Health Minister David Ashford made the announcement at this afternoon's press briefing at 4 o'clock. There are still 23 confirmed cases. Our Chief Minister, Howard Quayle, introduced a series of changes of policy.
Our primary objective has been and will continue to be the preservation of life. Despite the excellent preparations across our own health and social care sectors, we will have deaths in our community. Some of us will lose loved ones. We need to brace ourselves for that. I chaired an emergency meeting of the Council of Ministers this afternoon. We have decided that now is the right moment for us to move to the next stage of our plan. We have already closed our borders to any non-residents. We will now move to extend this to all arrivals. there will be no commercial flights or light aircraft permitted to land at Ronaldsby Airport beyond the last scheduled flight tomorrow. The only exceptions will be for emergency medical transportation and the mail flight. We will also stop all passenger arrivals by boat. This will come into force from the arrival of the Thursday night Ben McCree sailing that is scheduled to arrive at 6 a.m. on the Friday morning of this week. We have today agreed that from close of business tomorrow, all non-essential shops must close. This includes salons, libraries, essentially all retail spaces where people might gather and spread the virus. Exceptions to this list will include supermarkets and other food stores, pharmacies, petrol stations, banks, pet shops, vets and post offices. But we need to do more, and a small number of people are putting the lives of others at risk. We can no longer allow this to happen. We will therefore bring forward additional measures. If you or anyone in your household has symptoms, the message is simple. You must stay at home. If no one in your household has symptoms, then from the end of tomorrow, that's Thursday, we will require everyone to stay at home except for limited reasons. Shopping for basic necessities, for example, food and medicines, but even this must be as infrequent as possible. A brief period of exercise each day, for example, a run, walk or cycle, alone or with members of your household only. Any medical need or to provide care or to help a vulnerable person. Moving under 18s between homes of separated parents. Travelling to and from work, but only where this is absolutely cannot be done from home. We will be bringing in powers to be able to give us on-the-spot fines to people who do not respect these rules on social distancing.
Tell us your opinion on the news. Email update at manxradio.com or text 166177.
The Isle of Man Chamber of Commerce says it's currently difficult for them to answer all the questions coming through. The CEO, Rebecca George, has been on the receiving end of a barrage of inquiries from Chamber members and the business community while trying to analyse all the finer details of the Treasury Minister's package of measures announced on Monday. She's been talking to Manx Radio's Dolan Mercer.
We've been inundated with almost 300 inquiries over the last couple of days, coming through either directly from our members, through our feedback forms or through our question portal. The majority of the people, businesses that are contacting us are retail outlets or self-employed people, tradesmen, hair and beauty. Anyone that's self-employed has been heavily affected by this immediately, especially in the trade and retail sectors. Childminders, the breadth is never-ending, it appears, unfortunately. So we have been working incredibly hard over the last few days to try and consolidate all the feedback. What we've been doing is we've got multiple lines of communication to government on multiple times during the day, and we feel at this stage it's incredibly important that we filter these concerns through to government so that while they're shaping the finer detail of the financial packages, they can take into consideration the business community's key concerns and queries.
I appreciate it's only sort of 48 hours since the Treasury Minister made his announcements. What sorts of advice and help are you able to offer at this point whilst still digesting some of those finer points?
Yeah, of course. What we're doing is we've built as much resource as we possibly can, pretty much on a half-hourly basis. You know, it's moving so fast, there's continual updates all the time. So the sorts of things we're doing for our members and indeed the wider business community is directing them to all of the information that is currently released with regards to the financial measures. Government obviously appears to be working incredibly fast in getting that detail out as soon as they can. But secondary to that, we also have such a strong network of members that are there to assist each other. So we also have that ability to link people up with other people that could give them assistance in certain areas if they're really struggling, advice around tax, VAT, HR issues, digital advice, and anything really.
The latest news from Rebecca George and the Chamber of Commerce this evening.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
As I mentioned a while ago, the Bat McCree nosed into harbour about 10 minutes ago. She left Heysham at 19 minutes past 2 and she'll be off again at 7.45 this evening, arriving in Heysham at half past 11 and then back out at 2.15. Now, Manannan was out on sea trials earlier today. The Fastcraft due to resume her seasonal service to Liverpool this Friday, 27th of March. On the latest sailings page of the Steam Packets website, she's not on, so we're assuming that the Fastcraft service to Liverpool won't go ahead on Friday, and obviously she has a scheduled sailing on Saturday to Dublin and is scheduled to head for Belfast on April the 8th. We wait to see.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information. Manx Radio's Business Briefing, powered by Y Manx.
At 19 minutes to 6, as the world's internet bandwidth struggles under the weight of tens of millions of extra users unaccustomed to being confined to their homes, YouTube has begun deliberately reducing the quality of videos on its platform. Bloomberg has reported today that the move will impact users globally as the world's most popular video platform attempts to alleviate internet traffic amongst the coronavirus pandemic. Earlier this week, European regulators requested that Netflix and Amazon Prime ease their bandwidth usage as an overabundance of streaming threatened to throttle the network. In Ireland, Ulster Bank is to close 10 of its non-cash advice centres temporarily from Friday. It's also temporarily ceasing the Saturday opening of all its branches and its mobile Bank on Wheels service in Ireland. The move is being taken in response to the challenges being posed by the COVID-19 pandemic and is as a result of much reduced footfall in branches.
WiMAX. Technology, communications, services. Find out more on 641199 or visit wimanx.com today. The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European markets closed higher as investors remained attuned to the coronavirus pandemic. US markets rose following an historic rally in the previous session as US senators and the Trump administration officials reached an agreement on a $2 trillion, T with a T, trillion dollar stimulus package. The dollar rebounded from earlier losses against a basket of currencies as the coronavirus outbreak accelerated across the US. Oil prices were lower as the pandemic sharply dented US fuel demand. Gold prices volatile as markets responded to that $2 trillion US investments stimulus. In corporate news, shares of Polymetal jumped to a near 52-week high, tracking a similar advance for gold. Among the insurers making the most headway, meanwhile, were Phoenix Group, RSA Insurance and Legal & General. JD Sports was also higher after the retailer assured investors its liquidity was fine. The markets now at the close. The numbers in London, the FTSE 100 up 4.5% at 5,688. The DAX in Germany up 1.75%, 1.75% at 9,874. In New York at 5 o'clock, the Dow Jones Industrial Index up 5% at 21,719. The NASDAQ Tech Stocks Index in New York up 1.25% at 7,507. And in Chicago, the S&P 500 up 3% at 2,524. On the exchange markets, the British pound sterling is worth $1 18.1 cents and €1 9 cents. And in commodities, finally, gold is down 1% at $1,613 an ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude down 2.25% at $27.04 a barrel.
When it comes to investing for the future and that all-important personal service, look no further than the award-winning team at Ramsey Crookall. Ramsey Crookall is the island's largest firm of stockbrokers and investment managers, and have been servicing the investment community with a broad range of services for over 70 years. For that all-important personal touch and financial expertise, contact Ramsey Crookall. Telephone 673-171. Call into Securities House, Athol Street, or visit our website, ramseycrookall.com. Ramsey Crookall are members of the London Stock Exchange and licensed by the Financial Services Authority.
It's now 16 minutes before 6 on Manx Radio. Perhaps inevitably the time's come when some high-profile individuals have reported they have COVID-19. We had Tom and Rita Hanks, among those to be diagnosed in the UK, the Prince of Wales, Prince Charles. Let's hear from Sky News' royal correspondent Rhianna Mills talking about the news earlier.
Certainly in early March, the Prince of Wales was incredibly busy carrying out a huge number of engagements, meeting a great deal of people. And at the moment, that is one of the issues, is we don't know exactly where he got coronavirus from. But we were told that it was on the weekend that he started suffering from some symptoms. As a result of that, it was decided that he should have the test. So that happened on Monday, and then it was very late yesterday that it was finally confirmed that he had tested positive for coronavirus. Now, in terms of how he's doing, we're told that he is up and about, that the symptoms are very mild, also that he's been making sure that he's still been working over the last few days, which is not surprising for a man who certainly does not like to put his feet up. He's currently up in Scotland in Burke Hall, which is his home in Scotland, along with the Duchess of Cornwall, who doesn't have the virus. But we're told that they are both now isolating, of course, in line with government advice. We're also told that they have around half a dozen staff with them. But also, interestingly, we're told that among those staff, there isn't anyone of a sort of medical capacity. So it seems like, just like the rest of us, the Prince of Wales is simply having to sit this out and see exactly how his symptoms progress. But of course, the big worry is Her Majesty the Queen, who at 93 years old is currently in Windsor. She went there a week earlier than anticipated to, again, in line with the government advice, to go into quarantine, go into isolation, because she remains in that at-risk group. But we're told that she is taking all of the medical advice that is there for her. We're not being told whether or not she's been tested for the virus or not. Of course, the royal family like to keep their medical matters as private as possible, but no doubt both her and the Duke of Edinburgh, who we know is also in Windsor, will now be keeping in touch with their son to see how his symptoms progress.
Manx Radio Sport.
Fast am I, Ed Oldham.
Fast am I. Organisers of Sprintfest 2020 say that they had to cancel the event amidst the ongoing COVID-19 outbreak. They've said that due to the cancellation of the 2020 TT races and the ongoing pandemic, they've made the natural decision to cancel Sprintfest 2020. The Post went on to thank all the people involved for their hard work up to this point. Further afield, London Irish are the latest rugby union premiership club to cut the wages of all players and staff by 25%. They join Northampton, Sale, Worcester, Wasps, Saracens, Gloucester, Harlequins and Leicester in taking the action. Exiles chief executive Brian Facer says in his statement they'd taken all factors into account, with no one knowing for certain when things would return to normality. Roger Federer and his wife have donated 1 million Swiss francs, just over £850,000, for the most vulnerable families in Switzerland. The 20-time Grand Slam champion's country has imposed a ban on all private and public events and has closed all non-essential businesses until at least the 19th of April because of coronavirus. And England cricketer Jos Buttler is pleased the ECB ended their tour of Sri Lanka early due to the coronavirus outbreak. They'd played two warm-up matches earlier this month ahead of the scheduled test series, but the tour was cut short. Buttler tells Sky Sports News it wasn't possible to focus on cricket at the time.
You could see the situation escalating, but I think when all the Premier League football got cancelled, I thought that's when we knew you were in a serious issue. And I think you started to think about all the people at home, and you suddenly felt a long way from home.
Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify.
The Eastern Civic Community site has closed its reuse area after being overwhelmed by numbers of those coming to leave household goods. Douglas Council leader David Christian says staff believe the surge in use is down to some mass spring cleaning being done by those who've had to stay at home during the pandemic. A queuing system's been put in place at the site to ensure social distancing guidelines are enforced, with authorities urging any users to consider whether their trip is really necessary. David Christian explained more to our local democracy reporter Ewan Gorn.
We are trying to keep people at a safe distance, the 2 metres apart, and we've got to keep our workforce at a safe distance apart. Clearly, as more and more people are staying off work or working from home or at home now to look after children, the Eastern District Civic Community site has been absolutely inundated yesterday and again this morning. We've had periods of time down there where the cars have been stacking down the road as people have been clearing out their garages or taking garden waste down. You know, with the greatest of respect, None of those are urgent matters, and we do not need the eastern site to be overwhelmed as it has been in the last 24 hours or so. And we will have to start taking restrictions down there and limiting people coming into the site. And if it gets to the stage where we can't cope with that, we may even have to close the site.
Is that taking staff away from other duties that are more essential?
It could do. We are now bringing to an end for the time being the curbside collection. And we have serious concerns over the men working so closely together, doing the sorting at source by the side of the road, in the cab together. So we are bringing curbside collection to an end for the time being. Those men will be based down at the Eastern District Civic Amenity site, so they will assist down there. But of course, we have a statutory duty to provide refuse collection in Douglas and also litter bin emptying. So those obligations are there. If we have staff that can't come into work, and we are already starting to see shortages in certain areas, those staff will be utilised to fill those gaps.
And what risk do you think there is as the leader, and considering what's happening, of potentially waste collection services being affected across the borough? I know you've taken steps to try and make sure that doesn't happen, but is it a possibility?
I would hope not. We have a very strong workforce. We have quite a large number of manual workers, obviously, because of the various different services that we provide. All of those manual workers have been advised they can be moved at any stage into another department or another section. So I think between the workforce that we currently have, even allowing for people who may have to self-isolate, I hope nobody comes down with the virus itself or takes time off for other reasons, now the children off school, for example, I would hope that we'd still have more than sufficient workforce to ensure that people's bins are emptied.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions.
Awfully quiet at Ronald's Way Airport. The only inbound flights are Loganair's 25 to 7 inbound from Liverpool and BA's Hophouse 8 inbound from London City. Everything else has been cancelled. And all the flights have gone that are going to go tonight. The last flight to go was the 5 past 5 to London City. Left a couple of minutes late, but Dublin, Edinburgh and Gatwick all cancelled tonight. It'll get even quieter at Ronald's Way as well. On the roads, the Millennium Bridge in Douglas is closed for flapgate maintenance tonight between 9 o'clock and possibly 6 tomorrow morning. If not a little before, that's on for the rest of this week. Cornet Road in Glenmona is closed from the Ford near Barony Lodge to the Port Cornet car park for highway resurfacing. We've got 24-hour traffic signals, King Edward Road in Gravel, Bayview Road in Port St Mary, and look out also on the Peel Road in Douglas, where that footway is still closed by the apartment redevelopment site. Everything you need to know, by the way, for travel news for trains, planes, boats, buses and roadworks and Douglas Promenade at manxradio.com, powered by Millie Chaps of Ramsey.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions, 670-145.
Now, before all this happened, do you remember the teachers' dispute? Well, it's still on, but one of the teaching unions involved in the ongoing dispute over pay with the island's education bosses is keen to put an end to the situation. Following talks last week, the NAHT, the head teachers' union, and the Department of Education, Sport and Culture has agreed a deal, which the union's keen to put to its members, according to the organisation. Organization's secondary representative on the island, Ramsey Grammar School head teacher Annette Baker, talking to Manx Radio's Sean Cowper.
My understanding is we communicated to the department on Friday that we were prepared to make a deal. They came back to us with accepting various provisos that we'd set there, because the original deal they'd set conditions, the condition of not communicating with our members, which they must have known was impossible to accept. And my understanding is, as far as I know, it's difficult to get a meeting of everybody around the table to clarify this totally. But my understanding is that the department has accepted that. And on that basis, certainly NAHT, if I can speak for my colleagues there, are prepared to accept that. We do not want to be at a time of national to be pursuing this any further. And my feeling certainly personally is that we should take the opportunity now to settle this and to concentrate on the task ahead, which is to keep us all safe. Let's sort this out and let's agree with the department to a deal, which, as I say, I understand we were there on Friday. NAHT colleagues have confirmed to me that we virtually were there. and let's move on and work together.
I spoke to Rob Kelsall a couple of weeks ago, and he said that the end of March was very much a key point for the NAHT members in terms of potentially progressing this industrial action. Given what's going on with the coronavirus situation now, is that very much on the back burner?
It's absolutely off the table. Why wouldn't we do that? We care about people. That's the profession that we are in. We are talking at the end of March now, according to what I've been told by my colleagues, of taking deal to our members, which is what we must do. We, I understand, have agreed with the department to the deal on the basis of the fact that they have accepted some of our concerns with the conditions they set with it, and we now want to take this back to members. There's absolutely no question of us going on strike at this point, the time of emergency when people need us all to be pitting in and helping. I'm just horrified that anybody would even remotely think that we would want to do that. We're all in this together. We've got to help each other.
It's 4 minutes to six on Manx Radio, and that is it for Update Tonight. After the news at 6 o'clock, Chris Pearson is here with Greatest Hits. After that, Wednesday night means the Opera Hour at 9 o'clock with Ernie Thorne, and then it's time for The Late Show with Stu Peters. That's it. Updates compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department, thanks to Newsreader, Ed Oldham, producer Ewan Gorn. I'm Andy Wint, and Update is back Thursday evening at 5:30. If you want any more information, check out manxradio.com, also on the Manx Radio app, and the podcast will be available in the next 10 minutes. Have a good evening. WINT